The Gemara says that at the time of the Shechitas HaPesach, they used to say Hallel. And according to Yehuda, the Gemara says there were always three kitos saying Hallel, and the third kat had less people, so at the time that they shecht, they concluded shechting the Pesach earlier, so they never got to say the entire Hallel, they only reached up to a hafti. But there was a loch of Hallel b'shah shechitas HaPesach. There's a machlok between Rashi and Tosfos, who said this Hallel. Rashi says that the ones who said the Hallel, Rashi is also in Sukkah, and Daf Nun Dalet, that the ones who said the Hallel were the Anshei HaKat. And Tosfos says that the ones that said Hallel were the Levim. So the Rav explained that the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos is, what's the halach of the Hallel? Is the Rechayev Shirin Mikdash and Shira because of Hallel, because of those who are bringing the Kom Pesach, maybe Kiyum in Mikdash also, but a separate Kiyum Shira, and therefore that was said by the Bailim, by the Anshei Akat, and twice of the opinion that it was said by the Levim. So the Rav explained that the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, according to Tosfos, that the Hallel was said by the Levim, that's because that Hallel was a Kiyum and Korban. And therefore, like all Hallels in Mikdash, the Shas HaKrovos HaKorban, the Shas Nesachim, the Hallel was said by the Levim. However, Rashi is of the opinion that this was not a Kiyum in the Korban, because there were no Nesachim to the Korban Pesach. It was a separate halacha that the Shechitas HaKorban, Navos HaKorban, is Mechayiv in Hallel. And that Hallel is on the Anshei HaKat and the Bailim, and therefore doesn't require Levim. The Rav thought that there's another machlok between Rashi and Tosfos, and that might be Lishita Sam. Rashi says that the Hallel was said at the beginning of the Hallel and the Tekiyas Chatzotzos, which attended the Hallel. The Chatzotzos were blown at the beginning of the Hallel. While Tosfos says, it was said the Chatzotzos were blown on Kol Perek or Perek. So the Rav said, if the Chatzotzos and the Hallel is a Kiyum is a Kiyum in Korban, which is the opinion of Tosfos, that's what has to be Dafka Bilvim. So that's why Tosfos says, like other Shivas, which said that the Tekiyas were called Perek or Perek of the Hallel. Ultimately, between the three Kitos, it came to 27 Kolos. But according to Rashi, that it's not a Kiyum Korban, it's a separate Mechayev of Hallel, so therefore the Chatzotzos that were blown at the beginning of the Hallel. Just mention also that in terms of that Hallel that was said, Briskerov says in a sefer in Hilchas Chanukah that there was two halachs in Hallel. There's a loch of Amira's Hallel, and there's a loch of Hallel b'Torah Shira, because the Goyim of the opinion that we don't make a bracha on Hallel at the Seder because it said b'Torah Shira, not b'Torah Kriya. Hallel is Yelachem Kileil Hiskad. Hashira is Yelachem Kileil Hiskad Eshchag. So it's said b'Torah Shira, and then Shira, it's spontaneous and doesn't require a bracha, and that's why it can be even not the complete Hallel is said. And Revival said the similar as that is also the Hallel of Shechitas HaPesach. It's not said b'Torah Kriya, it's said b'Torah Shira, and if it's said b'Torah Shira, you don't have to say the entire Hallel, as it says that the going to be Huda, the third cut never completed the Hallel, but part of the Hallel is also Shira. So it's not b'Torah Kriya, you don't need the entire text.